Western producer, Michael Coteau, may represent a riding in the heart of Toronto, but he's been interested in the agriculture file for years. I requested to be on the Agriculture Committee, said Coteau, who was named chair of the Federal Standing Committee on Agriculture and Agri-Food in June. All Canadians, regardless of where they live, have to understand the importance of the sector. Agriculture is a key driver of GDP even in Toronto, Coteau added. We're all connected, regardless of where you are in Canada. Efforts to engage. Coteau said he has made an effort to engage agricultural communities and visit rural sites in Ontario. I've done many visits, he said. I've gone to, you know, the plowing matches in the past in Ontario. I've gone to Ontario farms. I've gone to greenhouses. Also working as a former provincial cabinet minister in Ontario for almost 6 years, agriculture was one of our key issues in cabinet. You could say that, you know, I've just been an enthusiast to this sector as a whole, Coteau said. He added he has not visited farms in Alberta or Saskatchewan but hopes to visit a few over the next year. Coteau said he has already spoken with organizations like Seeds Canada and Farm Credit Canada, FCC, about the key issues in the sector. Tariffs and trade naturally top the list. He also said it would be important to look for ways to strengthen the sector, like interprovincial trade, investment in food processing, government regulation and government support. Climate change is another major issue that's come up. Coteau said he has also spoken with a landowner about heat scores on farms and how climate change is affecting operations. He's heard concerns over loss of prime farmland to development. I'm kind of the person who believes that we need to protect farmland, we need to invest in farmers, and we need to grow this economy, he said. It's always been part of everything I believed in as an Ontarian, but, you know, also as a Canadian. What's in a title? In his new role, Coteau said he expects to create a forum for members from all parties to weigh in on important issues. I'm not the minister, he said. My job is to make sure the committee is functioning well. But I also see my role as someone who can listen to the sector and look for ways as a member of parliament to advocate for it. Though Coteau himself has no background in agriculture, he says he hopes some of his other previous portfolios may help inform his work. Tourism, for example, was heavily connected to the agriculture and agri-food sector, he said. From the restaurants to tourist attractions. Like, food is connected to everything we do. Ontario microbreweries have grown from a dozen to, literally hundreds, Coteau said, by way of an example. They're starting to use more locally grown products. They're employing local people. Several members of the committee do have a background in agriculture, and Coteau said he thinks this will help to strengthen discussions. Emma Harrison-Hill, Jacques Gourde, David Epp and Yves Perron have farming or agricultural backgrounds. Marianne Dandurand was chief of staff for former Agriculture Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau. John Barlow has served several terms as shadow minister for agriculture and agri-food. Coteau said Sophie Châtel represents a large rural riding, and said he thought Paul Connors has represented Newfoundland's agricultural sector. When asked about what he hopes to gain from his time as committee chair, Coteau said he wants to make sure that our country can become more resilient and more self-sufficient. I see agriculture as perhaps one of the strongest sectors to allow us to get to that point. It is a part of our pathway to build a more resilient Canada, a stronger Canada. I think we need all Canadians on board when it comes to understanding that concept. I think people appreciate food, he continued. I think people understand the contributions that farmers make, but I don't think most Canadians understand how impactful this sector is into the quality of life of Canadians. I want to make sure I can be a champion to support the sector and to ensure that our country is strong and as resilient by maximizing its full potential. About the author, Jonah Grignon, reporter. Jonah Grignon is a reporter with GFM based in Ottawa, where he covers federal politics and agriculture. Jonah graduated from Carleton University's School of Journalism in 2024 and started working full-time with GFM in fall 2024, after starting as an intern in 2023. Jonah has written for publications like The Hill Times, Maisonneuve, and Canada's History. He has also created podcasts for Carleton's student newspaper The Charlatan, Canada's History, and Farm Radio International in Ghana. Related coverage. Governments offer aid to drought-affected Manitoba livestock producers. Agriculture. Agri-food groups make bid for spot in Carney's economic agenda. Agriculture ministers agree to agri-stability changes. Canada announces steel tariffs on some trade partners. Canada's foreign affairs minister spoke with Chinese counterpart, federal government says. Canada seeks pact with Southeast Asian countries to diversify trade.